seek refuge from Satan the cursed, in the name of Allah the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain words and viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to talk more about some of the points that this great character has made in order for us to make use of them in our daily lives as Muslims. About independence of the country, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "We are always ready to defend Islam, the Muslim countries and their independence." This viewpoint of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is about the resistance of Iranian people which led to the sweet status of independence. You know, political independence is a concept which can be considered to be the highest form of independence in the country, and in fact, its ultimate result. This is because many countries achieve economic and cultural independence, but they try to follow other countries in the political arena. That is why there are few countries like Iran in the world that make their own domestic and international decisions with the highest level of independence and enjoy political independence. Before the victory of the Islamic Revolution, and particularly during Pahlavi's reign, Iran did not have much to say in the area of political independence due to its dependence in domestic and foreign policy. And despite the wishes and endeavors of the people of Iran to achieve political independence, the Pahlavi regime frustrated the Iranians' dream due to its dependent nature. After the frustration of the people of Iran had accumulated for several decades, the mottos, promises, and the independent personality of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi gave them the hope of achieving political independence. Subsequently, the Islamic Revolution was established in 1979 on the basis of his independence-seeking message. Basically, the revolution was a collective effort for liberation from dependence and to attain political independence. And now, after 44 years since its establishment, not only has the Islamic Republic of Iran brought the Iranian nation, and now not only has the Islamic Republic of Iran brought the Iranian nation political independence, it has also managed to win the cooperation of many freedom-seeking nations in order to turn the ideal of liberation from dependence and achieving political independence into a public demand in region. Okay, dear listeners, for ending, let me just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about independence of the country. He said, "We are always ready to defend Islam, the Muslim countries, and their independence." Thank you very much for listening to us, and until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.